I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe. This Thanksgiving, many Americans will sit down around a table, partake in a great feast, and perhaps finish it off with a slice of apple pie. As my scientific hero Carl Sagan used to say,
"If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe."
We are a carbon-based life form. We breathe oxygen, we have iron in our blood, and we live on a planet that has an atmosphere that is mostly nitrogen. Where does this stuff come from? We know that hydrogen, helium, and trace amounts of lithium were produced in the first 3 minutes after the Big Bang. Everything else on the periodic table was produced in stars that either exploded cataclysmically, dumping the innards of elements produced in the core, or from lower mass stars that shed its outer layers into interstellar space. The exploding material may cause a reservoir of gas and dust to collapse and form new stars. This new star is now seeded with the elements produced in the earlier generation of stars. Planets may form around these new stars enriched in this stuff, and life may develop on some of these planets enriched in this material. We know that this story has played out at least once in the history of the universe. You are literally made of stardust. For the John C. Wells Planetarium, I'm Chanel Varani.